I found a winning door. Now enjoy this one, I guarantee it.
Why?
We do the best songs. Nobody does songs better than us. And I love the songs. You can buy this song and bust it on the beautiful 7-inch Gold Translucent LP.
$5.45.
Golden Translucent. Best. Finals.
This is the B-side of that final. It's called Only One.
Your buddy Steve's house, we both ran out of money. And I sent you like a 20-day hangover. You said, I know you wanna walk out of your face, frozen. But I just gotta be your girl, even if it's the end of the world. As we know it, cause you're the only one, the only one who can make me laugh when I'm crying. Make me laugh. When I feel like I'm dying, make me laugh. When I know you're lying, and I know you're lying all the time, and it don't seem to matter now. I'm gonna love you anyhow.
Doesn't this crowd remind you of the crowd from last night?
This is probably the biggest juxtaposition I've ever had for this kind of back-to-back.
The Dust Bowl Revival has always done a lot of different type of shows, and yesterday we were invited to play a private corporate gig in Houston. We knew it was going to be for a Super Bowl party, but it turned out it was for Fox Sports, which is, okay, cool, you know, I watch soccer on Fox Sports. It was for all the people who paid for all the big Super Bowl commercials, and then we started looking around the room, and I was like, oh yeah, I know that guy. I'm like, Zach, who's that guy? And then, oh yeah, that's the Fox News reporter.
And Sean Hannity.
I asked James if you guys gave him shit, and he was like, no, they know who we are.
And Sean told me he loved Busted. He's like, man, I want you. No, it didn't happen.
That would be amazing. We're going to do some songs now that we haven't played in a little while, but I think this room definitely has had so much history in it. I'd like to play a little old-time music for you. This is one of my favorites that we... never get to do a whole lot, but it reminds me of something that would be in a musical that one day I hope I write.
Standing by.
I used to have a lovely girl waiting for me when I got home. Pretty face, the most I've been on every coast. But now I wake up. Oh!
to shout along? I say feels good like it should, and you're gonna shout it back.
Yeah.
From Santa Monica, and me and James both live in Santa Monica, man. So, it's true. Good point.
Put that in the musical.
Okay, great.
I'm not even American, so I don't know. Just throws everything.
Watch yourself, Wolf. First time. So we're going to be trying something that we've never done before. Has any of you guys seen that we just recorded our new album? The last few weeks we've been laying it down and mixing it, and we just launched this thing called a Pledge pre-order campaign, where you guys can basically get some of the album, vinyl, the CD, t-shirts, all different types of stuff. It helps us fund the album, because making a record with an amazing producer like we have, a Grammy-winning producer, is very expensive. And so we need your help. We just launched it, I think, last week, and it's going to be really exciting. So the second set, we're going to play for the first time the entire album in order.
With your appetite.
Yeah, so we're really excited. We're going to play one more song here. Take a little break, get yourself a cookie out there. No booze, sorry. But we're going to do a song now that my Jewish grandfather loved Christian gospel songs. So this one's for him up in the sky. We're going to do acoustically here, a little swing chariot. Swing on the chariot. The Church of the Caves. Swing. Thank you. screaming sound. Help me out.
Coming for to carry me.
Here we go. Here comes a new album just for you. Is going to be really interesting. There's some new stuff, including this next song. Should I tell them or is it top secret?
Just say it.
There's a song. There's a person who's going to be guest artist on this album. On this.
Jeff, are we allowed to tell or no?
Sure, too late.
Go ahead. Yeah, go
he
on.
Has played here. Keb Moe, the wonderful blues artist.
He's here.
His wonderful guitar playing will be on this.
Yes, that's it's called Honey, I Love You.
Thank you.
Oh, you were great. Alright, we're going to do something now that, this has been one of our favorite songs for a little while, and we're so glad that we were able to record it. It's called Debtor's Prison. If I was a betting man, I wouldn't bet on me. I've been knocked down before, I got back on my feet. Yes, I know just what you mean when you can't get out of bed. All behind the eight ball, honey, never gonna get ahead. I first met my lady not at a bar at the DMV. Said you don't get it, sir. Motorcycle is a part of me. I'm a
back against the wall. Come on, Sam, take it all. Come on, put my back against the wall. Come on, Sam, take it all. And I guess I never knew why. gonna be free.
I played this show in Mill Valley, Sweetwater. This is the first time this has ever happened to me. There's a little cursing in this story. We're about to play the encore to our show, and a woman comes up right there and she says, "You guys are fucking assholes."
We're like, why?
She seemed like she was having a
good time. Still don't know.
You think?
I didn't like that there wasn't a resolution.
Well, I think we think that there was a song that she wanted to hear that we didn't play during the set.
But if she had waited, we played it next.
She said, "You're fucking awesome."
Oh, yeah, I told that to Liz, and she said, "Are you sure?" She didn't say, "Awesome." Fucking awesome.
So then I'm standing in the crowd after the show, and this woman comes up to me, and she's like, and I'm like, "Oh, no, this is the lady." And she's like, "You guys are fucking awesome." Was that her? And he's like, "No,
I was like, no, different
girl." Never know. Turns out that they were twin sisters. One had black hair, one had white hair.
Enthusiastic in Mill Valley.
They one was a princess that lived on a snow peak, and the other lived in Mordor.
Right. Just to reiterate, these are all new songs. We're not taking requests for this set. So,
who knows? Maybe they're like requesting it in their heart. All right, now we need your help to sing along on this one. Please save us from ourselves.
Now we've insulted you. Please sing.
This is called a story. Here it is.
All right.
Knocking, knocking.
online and pre-order it.
God, you're so right. Might as well announce the special record release shows where you can dance. They are two parts. The first is the sort of a record release tour launch. Very exciting. We are headlining the Fillmore in San Francisco. May 20th. Please tell people up there. And the dance party show on release day here in LA, June 16th at the Terragram Ballroom. So please mark the calendars, get on the mailing list, tell your cousins. This is probably my favorite song on the record. It's called Fix You.
One, two.
sometimes it seems all of my bad dreams so much more real. Going to the grocery store, sitting on the kitchen floor, listening to the lions roar, eating all the ice cream. Two in the morning on a Tuesday, I thought I got up. Doing an early version of that in an art museum in Denmark. You feel like diving through our YouTube page. And we're going back to Denmark this summer, I think.
Yes, this summer. Tunafest.
James is going to kick off this song on bass. Does anyone know who Lisa Loeb is?
Yeah. She's not here or on the album.
Yeah. Actually, the story isn't even about her.
She's involved.
We played a benefit and we opened, I guess. No, we went after.
Yeah, she opened for us.
She opened for us at the benefit. And James, our bass player, introduced himself to her. He said, "Hi, I'm James." And she said, "Chips?" And now James is called Chips in the band.
What's up, Chips?
She was
Chips,
like, I thought he said his name was Chips, and I go, oh, it is now.
And Chips is going to kick off this groovy bass line.
finish up with everything. You guys earned it. Everyone stand up. We'll do a little drinking song and dance in the streets here.
Just for you.
Raise your coffee.
Raise each other.
Shake it out. Shake it off.
Yeah. don't you have no fear?